This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I think we're all guilty sometime of wasting time. I can. Maybe you have. It's like the father who asked his son one day, "What are you doing?" And the fellow said, "Nothing." Well, you know, Dad said, the problem with doing nothing is that you never know when you're finished. And that's true. You might say, well, what's wrong with wasting time anyway? Everybody does it. And of course, there are companies that make big money on us wanting to waste time with games and other activity, like going on the internet and things like that. Nothing wrong with spending time, by the way, but this is a personal issue. It's not my role to define the activity that wastes time. We do need some time to relax, perhaps to watch TV, read a good book, and that's not wasting time. And I came across a good definition. Wasting time is spending time on activities that don't provide any value. And I think that's fair enough. Procrastination, that's one of those things. You just keep putting things off instead of dealing with it. There may be a deadline due and you just don't pretend. Well, you just pretend, rather, it doesn't matter, and you waste time doing nothing. And did you know that lost time can never be found? You've lost time. Where has it gone? Well, we get all get the same amount of time every day. It travels at the same speed every day, whether you're working or not. No one gets more or less. So we're all equal here. It's how we choose to spend our time that differs. And we complain, I never have enough time. So where and when are you wasting time? Maybe it's other people who steal your time if you say or never say no, or you let people interrupt you all the time. Then you will wonder where time went. Maybe you could reallocate your time to something else. It was Benjamin Franklin who asked the question, do you value time? Then waste not time, for that is the stuff of which life is made of. And somebody else said, I wish I could stand on a busy street, with a street corner with my hat in hand and beg people to throw me all their wasted hours. Well, there's 168 hours in 1 week. That's 10,080 minutes in that week. So how do we fill those minutes and hours? And I think it's important to think about, because when you boil it all down, your time is your life. And when you waste time, you're wasting your life. So how often have you said at the end of the day, where did this day go? Why have I wasted so much of my time? Time is also God's gift to you and me, and that's what really makes it important. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, these are evil times, so make every minute count. Don't be stupid. Instead, find out what the Lord wants you to do. That's Ephesians 5, 16 and 17. And another translation says, be careful how you live. So the opposite of being careful is careless. Don't be careless. And literally in the Greek, it means don't stumble through life. Don't just drift through life. Think it through. Why are you here? Know your purpose. Make the most of every opportunity. Try to understand what God wants you to do. And here's the question. Does God really want me to waste my time? I'm sure that he doesn't. It was Chuck Swindoll who once said that worrying a lot is a waste of time. We don't have to look for things to worry about. If you read today's paper, there's often, usually, bad news there. You can start the day in a negative way. But we can also learn to trust God every day. He is in charge. Chuck Swindoll says that too many people waste time by comparing themselves to others. Now, that's also a big time waster. You are unique. And God's plan for you is not to be compared with other people. In Galatians 6, verse 4 in the New Testament, it says, do your own work well, and then you'll have something to be proud of, but don't compare yourself with others. You don't know what really others are going through, do you? You're sort of on the outside looking in. So we need to recognize and acknowledge our true worth. Accept yourself with your faults, your imperfections. We've all got those. And make changes where you can. Do what you can to change those things and accept the things you can't. So we've all got abilities and talents and appreciation of who we are. Thank God for everything that he's blessed you with. Lord, we know that we can waste time, but give us a new appreciation of time because we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.